Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Pop Culture Stars. This is Dr. John. It's so good to have everybody with us, listeners and participants alike. It's been a kind of a crazy cold week here on the East Coast, but looks like it might get better next week. I'm just glad to have everybody here. Papa Stro, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to have you with us.
That was succinct.
Well, good is
and
good.
Your point?
Good works.
Good is good, and we're glad to have you here. Thank you very much. And Todd, how are you doing tonight?
I am outstanding. The supernatural. Happy to have got through that snow to wintry mix to rain, and happy that we actually broke 40 degrees today. So I would have
that's
to go
good.
With I'm good. Good. The word of the night.
Good is the word of the night for sure. So anyway, I asked everyone to have.
I'm
a,
on it.
yep. I'm just glad to have.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I've got zero audio or anybody else on audio right now. I just heard someone say hello. Is that you, are you Papa Stro?
Nope. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Justin, you're in on the line. Nice.
Hey, Stro, how
are
you? Pretty good.
Good, man.
Good hearing from you guys.
Oh, it's good to hear you, man.
Today was the first. Today was like the first time in 5 years I went to the gym with my parents, and I was like lifting the weights. And I was like, oh my God, those weights are killing my arms.
Wait till tomorrow and the following day, buddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start going. On a more regular.
Yep, lots of water and lots of antioxidants, and I dare say, take your vitamins.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to our host?
No idea.
I think I got a text message from John saying that I think Bigfoot took him out on a date. Him and Bigfoot are having some coffee and crumpets.
He might have some tea and crumpets. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and run with it, just in case. Who knows? Justin, yeah, we're happy to have you call in the gym.
Definitely.
Huh? We'll go ahead. We'll run. We're just going to take this and run with it, man. Did you do anything in particular that killed you?
Did I do anything? I did. Today I mostly worked on the upper body, mostly the arms, and then I'm going to go back on Friday and we'll work on the legs too. Try to work on the lower leg, up the leg area and all that. Then
cool.
I'll probably Sunday I'm going to work on the up. I'm going to work on the arms again on Sunday. Try to get like a day in between.
Yeah, you're going to need a day or two in between. Just rotate body portions.
Yeah.
Just rotate body portions.
Hey, Stro, I got a question for you. Do you have any tips on like lifting, like for going, like for lifting, like start, like what would you do? Start light or moderately take it easy with it?
Well, that depends on what you're lifting for. You're lifting for mass, or are you lifting conditioning, like lean muscle mass?
I'm just trying to do it just to get back, just to get in shape. That's all. Just to have like
lean muscle mass.
Just pick the comfortable weight, and do reps with a weight that's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
And start from there.
All right.
Just kind of work your way up, and lighter weights and more reps. And if if you're going to go heavy for mass, go more weights and less reps.
Old owner
Schwarzenegger technique.
Now, are protein shakes good for a pre workout or like an after workout?
Yeah, well, they got different shakes for like pre and after workouts you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure to read the contents and to see what your system cannot take, because like myself, I don't like to have too much sugar.
Yeah.
And my shakes, so I mean, just kind of read the label and the contents and just figure it out for yourself what you can and can't stomach. Like some shakes, some people like milk, some people really could deal without milk. Personally, I just like add water to my shakes and just do my thing, so.
True.
But everybody's got preference, but just kind of go with what works for you.
Definitely.
And watch, may or may not affect your digestive tract, too.
I'm definitely not trying to be like a Braun Strowman in like 2 months. I'm just trying to slowly but surely get there, maybe.
Oh, well, everybody's body structure is different what they can and cannot take. So just whatever you take, just read the ingredients and read the content and see what works for you and what doesn't.
Thanks for the tips.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. You may want to think about a few of the smaller what do I call them? Said don't go buy the frickin' barrel of powder product. You may want to try a few of the smaller cans of particular liquid for 4 or 5 days or so, or 4 or 5 workouts. See how that works for you. Then go try a different one and then just run with what seems to help you the best.
True.
As long as I ain't giving them too much bum scoop, Papa Stro, I say you can. Most consistent thing you can do is cardio and your abs. The rest you may want to target muscle groups. That's my thought process.
What all ties in? Diet and exercise always ties in. So you gotta have both.
Sir.
It's like you can't have one without the other for it to work for you anyway.
Oh yeah, diet is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Today after my workout, I ordered a cheesesteak, and I just grabbed a fork. I grabbed the fork and I just ate the meat out of the took the meat out. And I was like, I don't want the bread because it's too much carbs, too much carbohydrate. That's usually what I do when I order a Big Mac. I usually order 2 double quarter pounders and I just eat the meat and cheese.
You're a real man if you can do that. I'll tell you what. The bread makes it good.
Hey, John, how are you?
Yeah, good. Apparently I have a dead microphone, so I am without microphone. Papa Stro, thanks for the text message. I didn't know that I was being unheard. I was trying to talk and everything, but you know me, if I'm not talking, something must be wrong. But anyway, yeah, that's great advice. Guys, thanks a lot for giving Dustin some of that good advice. You have a lot of experience, especially you, Papa Stro. You're one of the world champs when it comes to staying in shape and working at it. You really are. So anyway, we got some. I asked everyone to pick out a question that you'd like to talk about because I think it's important when Pop Culture Stars hits. We've had two major stories. One is Jesse Smollett from Empire is now being charged with felony for a hoax. And also Nick, the young man from the MAGA incident up in Washington, D.C., is suing the Washington Post for $250 million. We've got a lot of exciting things happening here. Golly, what's going to happen? Anybody got any opinions or any comments about those things?
Actually, I read a really neat article when the concept of the whole libel thing came out, as things started falling apart around the media and the, let's say, the people that they support so blindly, that because he is a minor, there are certain additional standards that apply, and those standards actually, how do you say it, for his suit as a child, if you will,
yeah,
and the damages to him, he's got, you know, he's swinging a heavier club without having as much supporting stuff as adults would need. So that's actually pretty damn cool, because I'm actually all for him, just because the media tends to get away with things because with their, you know, the protection of the media has gone too far, much like the unions have gone too far.
Well, you've got
that's
a point there. You really do. Yeah, that's going to be pretty spectacular. Papa Stroh, what do you think about all that going on with Texas and all that, and with Nick?
Well, first off, with the kid suing with the Washington Post, you said?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they'd be right to. They try to banish his name. They try to tarnish his name, put off falsified report on him, and I'd be right to sue. I would. And as far as the other case goes, that guy, I swear, dumb as a rock. I mean, what was he thinking about? What was he trying to accomplish? Really, did he not think that he was going to get caught lying or fabricating the whole deal? And the fact that he fabricated the very people that attacked him and all that, and I mean, it was just, oh god, it's ridiculous. I mean, just he's really lucky he hasn't been fired yet from Empire. Seriously, what an idiot!
Absolutely. I mean, you know, producers don't take that stuff lightly, do they? Do they, Papa Stroh?
Nope.
You've worked with a lot of producers.
Nope. Oh, that's
they
proof
don't take
of that.
Lies
proof
like
of that.
That to the media lightly.
Look at the Me Too movement. Look at what happened to Roseanne. Look what happened to Tim Allen. Look at many others. I mean, yeah, they don't mess around with that stuff. And a lot of and some of those cases, they were innocent. They still.
Yeah,
I
right.
Mean, it's such a ridiculous move by a guy. I really think this guy's out of touch with reality, really.
Well, then
he needs mental health.
Here's the whole thing that kind of runs parallel to that. Since I want to run parallels tonight, that young man who had his reputation ripped, and you mentioned with the whole Me Too, where people were falsely accused. How do you get your reputation back? Right? Because that's just stinking brutal. Now, I hope in Smollett, I hope he never gets his rep back, because he tried to basically talk. He had specific targets in mind when he did that. And that's just not going to help his case. That damn crying wolf just don't work. So what happens when the next guy does it, and that same police department's out there, not cry wolf, but happens to be a real victim? How's that police department gonna? You know they're gonna walk in there, and they're already gonna be like, yeah, right.
Speaking of crime, wolf, what about that lady who went to join ISIS and now she wants to come back home with her baby and finding out the pasture wasn't so green on the other side? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
What was she?
I think Ron White.
I mean, you
said
got a
best
you're
back
right,
when
you
he
got
said,
a problem there.
When
I mean,
Ron White said you can't fix stupid.
You've got a problem there. I mean, wanting to come back after you've done things like that. I guess people don't realize that actions have consequences. And maybe they haven't been taught right. I know my parents taught me that. But I know all your parents taught you that. That is frightening when you find out that you can't go home again. And not Thomas Wolfe, the author. We're talking about you can't go home again, and that's really tough. That's a good point, Papa Stroh. Really is. So I appreciate everyone's input on this. And I want to say, Papa Stroh, what question do you have that you'd like to pose to us?
Oh man, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it tonight, honestly. Other than what about per se? There's a certain issue going around up in the Antarctic, and there's some rumors, some reports that they're investigating certain things that they discovered underneath the glaciers of ice up north and down south and so forth. And it's a very interesting thing. It's like the fact that some of these scientists, whatever, are trying to uncover something that they think is extraterrestrial or could make any terrestrial at all. It could be some people think it's other beings that were here before we came along, that sort of thing. And something to do with CERN's had something to do with the using CERN as a means to communication with these whatever it is they're trying to discover. All this is rumor hearsay, but I don't know if you guys have heard these reports or not.
Actually,
the North and South Pole.
In particular, the South, Antarctica, and it's one of the things they're talking about is things that go back as far as old Admiral Byrd having led a post-World War II expedition there, where apparently the fleet had to come back because they lost a number of ships due to advanced civilization folks doing things. And apparently that stuff is happening again. Now, I haven't been able to vet what I've read. Now, the ones with Admiral Byrd, there's news clips of him talking about it and stuff, so I'm going to buy that one. But there's apparently some more recent stuff. And our Navy supposedly was involved with some stuff down there. But that's interesting that you bring that up. I thought I was the only one that had read that.
Yeah,
and
that
I do
is
like
interesting.
The CERN connection.
I will say that I recently spoke, and recently within the last 3 days, spoke with a geneticist who is working very hard to take DNA samples from what people consider Bigfoot hair and do analysis on it and create an article that she can get published in a credible journal. And the problem with all that is that the results that she's getting don't seem to match what any of the National Science Foundation scientists want to hear. And I think we may suffer from a lot of the news media, from scientists and everything, not wanting to hear things like this. And I think the real problem is the government doesn't want to have to put up with a bunch of mass panic. And I used to be, like, so against all this, that, yeah, let's get all the truth out. But you know the truth can be could upset the equilibrium of society so badly. It's like there's no right answer. You know, get it out. Let's all hear it. Let's cover it up. Let's whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to be a problem. And I guess we have to go with what's going to be the least problem, which is silence the fewest of the people. Now,
Go ahead, Sarge.
No, I was going to say, Papa Stroh, you know, you're talking about great things here. I've seen so many articles about things that have been found. It's like, what do you do if all of a sudden you say, well, yeah, this is some race of people that was here 4,000 years ago and they're not here? I mean, people go crazy. I mean, I'm all about freedom of speech, but what happens when this is the case, and what do people say and do?
Well, rumor has it also that whoever it is that's discovered these beings underneath the ice, they're all part of the trying to warm the global environment so they can release whatever it is that's underneath the ice, so to speak. So I found that pretty interesting as far as reading an article on that.
You're talking about converting the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm, pretty much. So they could melt and release whatever it is underneath the ice of whatever exists that they've been using CERN to communicate with, more or less. I mean, that was just the article I read.
Huh.
Well, that's a conversation stopper right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah. Please go ahead. Yes, sir.
I don't know if this ties in the whole global warming bit or whatever, but, I mean, up north where they discovered all this, right, they're trying to, unleash whatever it is underneath the ice and as it's been speculated, sure, if it's like anything extraterrestrial or beings that were here pretty much before we came along, or spiritual beings or what have you, but they've discovered some things underneath the ice, they say, per se, that is out of the ordinary, more or less, almost like suspended animation.
Could it be the Anunnaki?
Anything's possible at this point. Whatever they found. I mean, they discovered like dinosaur relics underneath the ice for years. You know, they could have found something else that's even more from way back, even before the dinosaurs. I mean,
who knows? You're onto something there, because that permafrost, there's been a number of pretty darn intact woolly mammoths found over the various decades.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's interesting. You start taking in the unknown and add it to that. And the number of mammoths found.
Well, it's getting time that, you know, things are going to be discovered that don't match what we know, what our norm is. And when they are discovered, I guess, the government has to be careful about what they release, or they'll have mass panic. I mean, we've got enough mass panic as it is with what's going on in Venezuela, what's going on in Washington, D.C. But, you know, if you let some of these things go out, I mean, how do they handle them? How do they control everybody? I guess that's my new take on it after I spoke with some folks. I mean, it's like, you know, if you get real hardcore evidence that Bigfoot exists, that there is another life form that we have not considered and discovered. And then you find out that a good part of it has human DNA, mitochondrial DNA, then what on earth do you say and do? Then you start upsetting so many people. So it's like we have a very delicate balancing act in the world here. I mean, it's all about a balancing act, I guess.
I don't know, maybe a culling here or there won't hurt.
Yeah, well, Bob Stroh, that's...
Throwbacks have hurt.
Some of the what?
Some of the culling throwbacks have hurt, you know, like losing the library at Alexandria, and despite the advanced surgical techniques, say, the Romans were using, and the information that they had back then, and we had the barbarian invasion, and we were back to more or less square one.
That is true.
Yeah, but I mean, look how long it took us to get back to dealing with corneas and taking out cataracts and stuff like that. They were doing that during Rome, the Roman times.
You are correct on that, Todd. It's like, what do we do? There were a lot of advances in civilization thousands of years ago that we had to rediscover. And without that rediscovery, I mean, we would have had a problem. So, Todd, you know, and those are good. And thank you, Papa Stroh, for that great thought-provoking question. That really helped. Now, Todd, what kind of a question do you have for us to discuss?
I was just thinking of some of the parallel universe stuff. And there are just some kind of neat stories out there that, you know, that kind of cause you to think. Like the woman, I guess the story goes back to, and I didn't get her full name, back to 16 July 2008. This woman claims to have woken up in completely different bed sheets than she went to bed with. And she was just, you know, she was wondering if somehow she was starting to slip in mind. So she goes ahead, she goes and tries to decide that, okay, you know, it's just something, I'm thinking wrong, it's just me. She goes to work. Commute there wasn't a big deal, but when she gets there, different company name. And so now she's, you know, upsetting her a little more. She gets in there and she logs into the system. Well, the department she works in isn't the normal place she works in. The people there are not the people she knows. And so she's like starting to trip pretty hard. So she goes to the boss, says she needs to take a sick day, goes to get medically checked out. They're not finding any signs of head trauma or anything like that. They run psychological battery on her. They tell her mentally she's just fine. She's stable. She's tracking. She contacts family over a period of time, like asking about her sister's shoulder surgery. And her family's like, your sister's never had shoulder surgery and never needed it. Called the number of her boyfriend. He never lived there. Nobody by that name's ever lived there. She gets in contact with him, and their history is extremely different from his perspective. She said it's just like somebody stole her memories, but everybody else around her had their memories of her. And that all started there, 16 July 2008. Just stuff that's out there that's just kind of cool.
Now, how long did that last for her?
Apparently, for her, apparently the rest of her life. She was 41 years old when she woke up. You know, or was 41 when it happened. Just kind of wild.
And so today, in 2019, she's still having the same.
That's what I got out of
issues.
What I was able to look at.
Now, where did you see this, Todd?
Oh, I pulled a clip on YouTube, and it had like five different scenarios. Parallel universes, started playing with it, and you know, some of them referenced things I already knew. And I just thought that was pretty cool because they gave her name and I just couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it'd be
because,
nice
you know,
to really talk to
her. I opened the window for Wikipedia. Thought I could, if I could figure out her name, I just couldn't put it together, but I might use a date for a little more research. Then, you know, it's just, you know, it brought up stuff from the Philadelphia experiment that had happened, and apparently that led to the Montauk deal going on, the Montauk Project, which some people know a little bit about, and the whole thing is
now hold on a minute.
Documents
Do
in
you,
Congress.
Now, hold on. Do you know enough about Montauk that you'd like to just discuss that with us for a little bit, just the project itself?
Well, a wee bit, and I know they were talking about mind control and stuff like that, and I've known just odds and ends over the years about it. But I think the biggest takeaway that I came from it is they found that generally Homo sapiens sapiens, we are kind of anchored to the Earth's electromagnetic fields, and that's kind of that whole vibration of the universe, that stuff that's out there. If you've ever, I know you've had to look into some of that stuff that's going on about that, whether you want to call it the ohm or any of those things, but they turned around and they played with ways to give the artificial elements, fields of the Earth, where people might actually be able to play with a little bit of that interdimensional travel. And side along with the...
Wow.
That was just a whole take, because they talk about that vibration through the universe, and that kind of struck me, because that whole thing is kind of huge, because it... Oh, man, it just talks about a ton of things. That's a tangent I've been trying to learn a little more about lately. And it's just kind of wild. I mean, play with the concept, you can bounce some things.
I mean, the Montauk Project, just really crazy. There are so many of these, you know, and there's so many of these projects, recollections, and ideas that we have. I wanted to finish my sentence. And the point is, too many people know about them for these events to be false. At least I think.
And again, the funding for the project was shut down by the government. There's supposedly documentation for it. Just a thought.
Well, true, and you know, we don't exactly know if the government shut down the funding or whatever, but we do know that something crazy went on, and I think there's so many examples of this, and it's like, you know, are we supposed to talk about them or not? I mean, if we're supposed to talk about them, great. If we do talk about them, maybe someone's going to come knocking at our door and say, you can't talk about that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think they count on the fact that we don't like to talk very much, and there are just very few of us that like to really go off, as they would say, the deep end about this. But projects like the Manhattan Project, the Montauk Project, I mean, they're frightening. And we don't know enough facts to really speculate what happened. Now, the feds do, of course, but we don't know enough facts. And that's where I think that, you know, sometimes it's better. I mean, no, this has been a great conversation, but sometimes it's not such a bad idea to refrain from talking about it because we really don't know. We don't have someone that was there. We don't have anyone that was on the International Space Station. We don't have anyone who's been captured by ISIS and tortured. There are many instances of people, places that we don't have any experience with or any real-time witnesses. So what do you think, Todd? Do we keep talking about them? I think we do.
But we bet the one of the guys that claimed to have been part of it actually wrote a book on it. Let's see if I can find his name here. I try to do some multitasking, so bear with me. But I know his name showed up
here. We'll let you do that.
And it came up in the thing here, video, and he was at least interested enough or honest enough to say that if you didn't believe him, you could read his book as science fiction, even if you didn't believe it.
Yep.
Here we go.
Got it.
His
so what is
gonna
it?
Going to come up here in a wee bit. I'm just trying to move it forward. Montauk Project, Experiments in Time. I'm going to see his name here momentarily. It's scrolling down. And the suspense is killing you, right? It's killing me, too.
We're waiting on it.
Preston
Don't worry
B.
About that.
Preston B. Nichols. Preston B. Nichols is a man's name.
And he was the man that is the king of the experience for the Montauk Project, right?
He is.
Wow.
Yeah, man, he's got a book out there. So that may be one of those ones we find in one of those used bookstores. That may be, I may have to go in this weekend.
That would be a good one, yeah, to find out about that. Because, and then we can certainly talk to whoever about getting them on Pop Culture Stars. We can get a lot of people here, and we have before, and we got some great folks coming up. So, yeah, just let me know who it is, and we'll contact them, because people do know the name Pop Culture Stars. They know we're part of the VOC Nation. Thanks, Brady Hicks, and we'll just we keep moving forward. So yeah, that's a good line of discussion, Todd. Really appreciate it. Now Justin, who's still with us, we haven't heard from him in a bit. What kind of a good pop culture question do you have that we can discuss?
I think there's a lot of stuff that's being discovered. And when our government pops into it, they're like, oh, we're not giving those people that explored it the credit for it. And they're taking it as they went out there and they found it. And in reality, it's the people that found it and they're not getting the credit for it. Why does our government keep on doing that? Why do they got to stick their nose into business that does not concern them? It's one thing I don't want to understand. They're always up your ass about something.
So you have a fear of the government finding out about things and doing things that might cause you problems, right?
Yeah, they find. Yeah, like when you say you go to find something, you find something that's going to be probably something that's the government's going to find out, and they're like, oh, okay, so we're going to. We caught this, and we're not giving the credit to the people that found it. And they're saying that they found it.
Well, not so much just they found it, as well as variations of eminent domain. You find something in certain places, and they will come up with a justification why you can't have it or profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Example, what's that place up there? What's that island up there off of Newfoundland? Nova Scotia, there that they're doing the.
Nova Scotia.
Off Nova Scotia. Yep.
Now, what about Nova Scotia? That's a good place. A lot of crazy things go on there, Todd.
It's, well, the I don't know. That's there's certain things that don't, you know, not everything should be a finder's keepers, and some things should be there for the people. Think a la Indiana Jones. You know, he believed that, you know, this belongs in a museum type concept. I get some of that. But you know what? That museum's going to profit from having it there, and I think the people that got hold of it should profit from it as well.
Well, that's a good point. It really is. Is it give people credit for their work? Just because they turn something over to the Smithsonian Institute doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to, like, get something from it. I mean, I know I have a very famous book in the area of computer science. It is autographed to a very famous man, and the reason that we have that is because that very famous man to whom it was autographed is part of the reason this major computer science discovery took place. But I'll be honest with you, I've got it here in my house. I don't necessarily want to take it to the Smithsonian because I know we'll never see it again. And that's one very distressing thing about the way we archive things. I mean, from the giants that have been spoken about in newspapers, and their skeletons have been taken to the Smithsonian Institute, and they seem to disappear. Why is that, Todd?
There is. And that's where things are kind of wrong. And this is where I'm going to go right back to the Library of Alexandria, where the concept of collecting everything was so that people could come and learn from everything. The whole point was anybody could pretty much go in there and study and learn and find out about, as opposed to sealing something off to protect it or to protect whatever it is they think they're protecting.
Yeah, whatever that means. And that's a frightening thought. Todd, that's a frightening thought in and of itself. They, whoever they are going to protect it. Oh, my God, does that mean, you know, which type of government's going to protect it? And what are they going to keep us from knowing? That's frightening.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I'll go back to, you know, there was some, I don't know whether you want to call it a conspiracy thing or whatever, but I think while you're Planet X guy, the theory is the Anunnaki, depending upon which one of those species you think they are related to Planet X. But I think that's just an amazing stinking story, because the first written language documents them and what they did.
And that language was ... Do you know, or I'll tell you?
Sumerian.
Sumerian, that's exactly right. Now, I will say this. I'll go ahead and announce this tomorrow. I am going to be having coffee at 6:30 p.m. with Marshall Masters Research Associate up in Hayesville, North Carolina. I'm headed over to Clayton, Georgia to do a little bit of promotional work on the Georgia Bigfoot Conference. But I'm going to have, Dwayne and I are going to have coffee, and we're going to talk about this. And I'll have some interesting findings. Todd, I'd like to actually ask you to join us tomorrow night, if you could, on ScaryCast at 11 p.m. I'll start out with some of those things that we talk about. Do you think you can hang out to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern and join us for a little bit to talk about this?
Yeah, that ain't... If I can manage a nap in between, I'll be able to pull it off.
Well, that's
I absolutely
good.
Would have
to.
I'm not going to make any promises, but yeah, we can do that. That and just something you mentioned about the area of the Carolinas, it clicked something. So we're going to find out that animal attack up there in Beaufort County. We're going to find out that was that a domestic dog or something else.
Number one, it was on ScaryCast. I shared that with ScaryCast. You probably saw it there. Number one, it was not a dog. Number two, it doesn't seem like, based on my conversations with a number of cryptozoologists, it doesn't seem like anything that they've ever heard of. I mean, I think it was some monster. Poor lady was out walking in the woods, and she was at the, you know, the proverbial wrong place at the wrong time, Todd.
Yeah, and bless her and her family. I hear she's passed.
And she was a wonderful person. She was a school teacher and kind of like everyone's grandmother and just the nicest lady in the world. Something bad happened to her. So I made sure as soon as I saw that, it was shared on ScaryCast. So everybody be sure to watch ScaryCast on Facebook because we get the most current news stories about, you know, things that are happening. But yeah, Todd, that's a good point. What happened to her? It's just kind of crazy, but we'll keep tracking it and we'll keep going on. But a lot of crazy things again happen in this world, and that's why I've got Matt Delph, my buddy, who's a cryptozoologist and a Bigfoot hunter, and you know, people can say what they want to about hunting Bigfoot, but Bigfoot's popular. Lots too many stories about Bigfoot to ignore it. That's what Dr. Glenn says.
Well, and it's not like the stories started with a certain video. There was a whole culture that absolutely believed in them and had their own name for them. Two syllables, starts with an S, and it ain't Saxon. It's,
must be Sasquatch.
As in Sasquatch.
Must be Sasquatch. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Just
you know,
saying.
We just got to be careful. We got to be careful. We got to be on the watch. Things do occur. They appear, and we need to watch them because you never know when you're missing the real thing.
Well, you know, stop and think about it. There's so many so-called myths that they have turned out and found were absolutely stinking true. I mean, the city of Troy didn't exist. Yeah, well, they bloody well found it, didn't they?
Absolutely.
You know,
that's a great observation.
Kind of stuff. It's that kind of stuff that these cultures have these stories. These stories get passed down, and they go on and on and on. Interesting that how many cultures have stories of the Great Flood. You know, they're not all exactly the same,
yep.
But they're conclusively, it's a Great Flood.
As we say in the mountains, they were close enough.
It's just, that's, really, is it a coincidence? I mean, is there such a thing as coincidence, that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't think so. Not at all.
Justin, you got any input on that?
What was that, Todd?
You got any input on that? Let's just run with the whole myths that have been proven true. You have any input on that one?
I would say there's a lot of mysteries that are out there that are still waiting to be discovered, and the ones that are being discovered now, we're not even at the tip of the iceberg yet.
I don't disagree.
Oh, that's true. I mean, we're not at the tip of the iceberg, and people want to discount what we see. Like I was saying a little earlier, and Todd, can I take 3 minutes to talk about this? This is important.
Nope.
I have spoken with so many researchers that have Bigfoot information and good, credible facts, and they seem to hit roadblocks when it comes to publishing their information. And again, as I spoke earlier, I think there's a tendency the government doesn't know what they could do if there was mass hysteria, if all this was actually reported. But they're letting the UFO stuff out. And that's what's interesting to me, is they're letting the UFO stuff out. And, you know, we'll see what's going on. But, you know, they've got to stop. The word is squelching. They've got to stop squelching this information. I mean, just let it come out in scientific journals. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not going to go make people go crazy. They'll look at it like UFO stories and go on. But it needs to happen because one of these days we're going to meet a Bigfoot. We're going to talk to that Bigfoot, and somebody's going to squeal. They are. If it was me, I would squeal. I would say I was so grateful that I spoke with one. And I've had several people that say they've already done that. Well, I mean, what are you going to do? The publicity is going to go crazy. Right, Todd?
Oh, absolutely. The look, there's the funny thing is, if it comes out and it's proven and true, watch how many people run to, A, exploit it. And boy, all these people that would, how many of the naysayers are going to be singing a different tune and tell you that that tune has been around for ages?
Of course it has. As long as you do your research and know what you're looking at, yes, it's been around for ages. But if you haven't
I'm not disagreeing with you that it's there. Let's go with this distinct possibility is there, because the more we know, the less we know. I mean, we find stuff all the stinking time that boggles the mind, right stinking here on the planet. But yeah, like I said, a bunch of the people that were preventing things from coming out and all that will suddenly be all over it. We'll be like, oh yeah, I was behind it all the time. Even though we're well aware that was a male bovine fertilizer.
Okay.
A bunch of people that'll support it that hated it before. Male bovine fertilizer. I was a politically correct way of saying bullshit.
Well, that's right. You can say bullshit on here. I'm the moderator, and you're fine with that. But yeah, you're right. We've got to. We're going to have new discoveries coming up, and the government does need to stop keeping those from us. I think the CNNs and the Fox Newses and the MSNBCs, the ABCs, the CBSs, they have portrayed America as a bunch of idiots. And I mentioned every one of them. I don't think Americans are idiots. I think they may be treated like that from the media, but they're not.
Well,
and I'll just say this.
Actually, I'm going to say a percentage are. A percentage are. What was what the hell's a guy's name that was the mayor of Cincinnati and had that daytime show that so many people watched forever? Jerry Springer. The people that watch the Jerry Springer show? Unless they're doing it with a tongue-in-cheek
so
attitude.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
he's great.
Yeah. Just saying. I guarantee, yeah. I mean, unless somebody is doing that for pure mindless entertainment, and it just hurts too much. No, you can't. I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
You've got a point there, but I'm going to give the American people credit. I think when they work at it and work hard enough at it, I think they can be smart. I'm going to be the optimist of the world today. I'll hear on Pop Culture Stars, I'm going to say I think the American people are able to handle it. So, you know what? This is a great topic, and this is certainly something that we ought to talk about a little bit more. It really is. And we know our folks are out doing personal things, and it's you and me and Justin. Justin, thank you so much for being a part of our show tonight. We got like 5 minutes, and what I'd like for everyone to do, we're not going to do a plug. We're going to make a comment. We're all going to get a minute and a half to make a comment about what we've talked about, and is it important? Do we think the public can stand it or not? So I want some opinions. I'm going to start with Todd, then I'm going to go to Justin, and then I will close it because it will be the end of our famous hour of Pop Culture Stars. So, Todd, what do you think?
I think we stink and run the gamut. We have technical issues. So we took what was the concept of our question each, and we turned around, we shifted over to a physical fitness function discussion, little health and body and vitamins and that kind of stuff. And then, as is our way, the different minds with our different concepts we covered a whole bunch of different things, and we had different join-ins on different tangents and just a lot of input. We did it again. That's my thought.
Well, I'm glad. I agree, and thank you for being with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you. That's why we made you a pop culture star, because you got great ideas, and we wouldn't be the same without you. So thanks. Thanks a lot. And now, Justin, we're so glad that you are with us. So what do you think about all this stuff we're talking about? Number one, and number two, are you going to be back with us next week?
Of course.
Go.
All right,
you answered number two. Now what about number one? What do you think about all this stuff?
I think it's a great topic. I definitely think that there needs to be more light shed onto a dark topic like this. And I think if there's more light shed on the topic, it will raise awareness to the people out there who are skeptics, and maybe they will start thinking and be like, yeah, we got to start giving this out to the public, and definitely the government has to quit hiding stuff from us, which ain't even right. And I think over the next course of years, maybe 5-10 years, we might start seeing it come out. I definitely think needs to be more light shed onto it.
I think you're right. And I guess what I'll say is that I do my best with the promotion of my events, the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, South Carolina Bigfoot Conference, the South Carolina Lizard Man Festival, and the Charlotte CryptoCon, all the things that I do. I try to bring awareness of the paranormal to people, because it won't be very long when the paranormal becomes the normal. So I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. It's always good and being here on VOC Nation for Pop Culture Stars, number one. Number two, tomorrow night, WCW Retro, 9 p.m. with Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Several of us
love
will
you,
be
Papa
there.
Stro.
And that's right, and he is busy doing a table read for Dusk. They got a lot of great things planned, so he had to excuse himself. And number three, I will say thanks to everybody. I will be in Clayton, Georgia tomorrow promoting the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, and a lot of people are excited. We're almost half sold out, and we're only two months away. So that's great, and I want to thank the folks from Clayton, Georgia, from the Raven County Civic Center, to the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center, to the Clayton Chronicle, the newspaper, to a number of local business people that have contacted me. I'm going to see them tomorrow. We're going to have a great time. Also going to talk with Marshall Masters' buddy about Planet X and communication and everything. So I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is Dr. John with Pop Culture Stars. Todd.
Big love to Liz and Dave, who could not be with us this week.
Do we see you tomorrow night or next week? I hope.
I hope so as well, mate.
All right, sounds good. Justin, thanks for being a great guest, and we will see everybody next week.
Anytime.
There's the British lady. Next week on Pop
Big hugs,
Culture
people.
Stars. Big hugs, buddy.